ruim.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
This is the Brian Cash Claus radio show. How's everybody doing today? Put the mic up to your mouth, Paul. That's what you gotta do. That's it for
here
now.
Here I am.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. I'm excited.
That's it.
What's happening, Brian?
And this, we got Lenny in the house. He's a new rep for the company.
How's everybody doing today?
Good. I had elite pet sitters call me. And I have this thing where I can't do two things at the same time. Some people can multitask. So then I'm...
It's easy.
So then I'm on the phone. And of course, I'm pacing back and forth. And I made a sale. I've had more call-ins
awesome.
From this book. I already had three call-ins. And all we did was done eating. The call-ins is when people see the book. That speaks for itself.
Sure it does.
And then I had the guy from the Nights Inn call right after that. Now here I'm running late. So what do? Yeah, I talked to the guy from the Nights Inn. He owns the Nights Inn, right? And I know I'm late. But here I am. You know, you got it. That's the whole purpose of...
You made it there. That's the main thing. Objective. You made it there.
And... it's like, what does they say the definition of insanity? Tell me what it is.
The definition of insanity is to repeat the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Exactly.
I'm familiar with this.
Now, why would someone, like, expect someone, like, why would someone be insane?
I'm having trouble answering that.
That can happen very easy with day-to-day life.
Huh?
Things that go on in everyday people's lives. That can happen.
It can happen. Anyhow, Our Place. Can you do a little radio spot for my buddy at Our Place? They supplied us with food today for the radio show. And Jet's Pizza supplied us with food.
Awesome place, Jet's Pizza.
Yeah, awesome. So give us a little bit of a rundown of what Our Place has to offer. Not the coupon offers, but like just a little bit about... Remember when we ate there for... was it your birthday?
I'm sure it was my birthday.
Yeah, it was somebody's birthday. Were you in on that birthday? No, you know who it was? It was Patty's birthday.
It was the other Patty.
And we all went there, and I'll tell you what, they treated us like kings and queens, and they came out and gave us cake, sang her happy birthday, and the whole staff came out, and they made sure her meal wasn't charged for, and they just made you feel like, wow, we made a good choice coming here.
The greatest thing I
Jets
like about
is the
Our Place
for pizza.
Is that you can get breakfast anytime, day or night.
Yeah, Our Place is, matter of fact, that's what I was just eating, an Our Place sandwich.
Breakfast
anytime, day. They have real New York bagels, homemade desserts.
Bagels, unbelievable.
It was, you know, like they, you can tell that they take time to make their cakes. They make their own puddings. They make all their own pies, and they bake them right there on the premises.
Cheesecake.
That's one of their favorites. One of their specialties. That's Our Place. And give us the address for Our Place where they're located.
They are located at 1336 Main Street, Dunedin.
And what's the phone number there?
And they're next to Nezzy's Plaza.
Yeah, is it Nenzi?
Nezzy's.
And it's the same plaza as Jet's Pizza that supplied us with the pizza tonight. And so you have both our sponsors came out of Nenzi Plaza. And Greg, I'll tell you what, he's a great owner there. He has like the Midas touch.
You know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they give a free breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Buy one and get one of equal value free.
Really?
Yeah. Now you heard this live. Everybody, you have to go there.
That's
you
pretty good.
You have to go there.
Right. Have you been there before, Lenny?
Never been there, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go my first time, and I'm going to try it myself. But how can you beat it? What you get?
Well, there you go. You have to
every
go there.
Every day's a special.
Yeah, they always have specials.
Check it out.
Yeah, our place. And then we have, they have new summer hours, too. So you got to check out their hours. And on Friday and Saturdays, and from Wednesday to Saturday, they're open kind of late to like 9. So it's pretty cool.
It's for the late crowd.
Do you have anything for Jet's Pizza?
Yes, I do.
A right flyer? There.
Jet's okay. Pizza has Christmas in July, Friday, July 25th. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and get 2 free tickets to a future game. Jets is the donation location. And this is Friday, July 25th. And you got Santa, you got snow, candy, games, train rides. Should be a great time. Should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Their number is 727-733-0429.
Oh my goodness.
For donations.
For donations.
Jet's Pizza's number is...
And you can read... I can't read that. What is that web address?
That's DunedinBlueJays.com.
DunedinBlueJays.com.
No, they sponsor the DunedinBlueJays.com. Right. That's they do all... You get when you go to the... When you go to the games, you get all the stuff from... when you go to the Dunedin Blue Jays, right, or anything to do with the Toronto Blue Jays spring training, Jet's Pizza is the one that services them there. They serve the pizza. And they serve just as good pizza as they do out of their store. They don't cut back at all. I mean, I was like, went to the game, and I was like, this is the... And then it was Jet's Pizza. It's even just as good, because sometimes when you do those events, you can cut back a little because you're selling so much.
You want the best pizza? You want the best, you go to Jet's.
Want the best, go to Jets.
You want the best, go to Jets.
Lenny don't say much, but he gets his point across real quick. Lenny's like, every time he talks, it's like 6 words or less. I want you, Lenny, to try to say 7 words or more about Jets Pizza. Ready? We're going to count the words. Everybody count them.
You got to go to Jets. You got to experience the pizza there. You got the atmosphere is great. People are great. Go to Jets. They all kind of specials. I believe, Brian, did they get specials every day there? There's something different every day. Well,
yes.
Monday, Tuesday, was it $5 pizzas or something? What are they running, $5 pizza, $7 pizza? I thought.
Yeah, they got coupons out there. You can go online. What?
Jill is online. I just wanted to let you know.
Jill, how are you?
Brian, I'm good. How are you?
All right, so we got Jet's Pizza here. See, you can have a nice pizza.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
We have slices of watermelon here, too.
Oh, my goodness. You brought me that watermelon that day. It was so good. And then since then, I've bought 2 watermelons.
Well, there you go. Jet's Pizza.
You started something.
I started a trend. Their pizza for Jet's Pizza, it's 1350 Main Street. Their phone number is 727-210-1840. And once again, thank you to Our Place. And their phone number is 239-7886. Our Place. And... By the point, when it says Our Place, I know what they mean. It's like you feel like you're at home. Feels like they make you feel welcome. It's not just the food's great, but at Our Place.
I love that.
Yeah, but at Our Place, it's more of the fact that the service part of it. It's like a common. That's why they're doing so well. It's like a 1-2 punch. They got the great food, but with the great service. Now, you transfer old home reels, cassettes, and videos to DVDs and more.
That is correct.
What do you do?
Well, if somebody has old 8mm films, we can do whether it's 8mm, 16mm, or Super 8. We convert those. We capture all that footage. We put it onto a DVD, and then we also label it, and we put it into a little storage box for, you know, safekeeping. And we could do that with the 8mm, obviously, onto DVD. But then we also go to any kind of VHS or camcorder tapes or any kind of other media that, you know, we could put that also onto DVD, as well as any audio, whether it's reel-to-reel cassettes, vinyl records. So we do a wide variety of different types of formats. And then we also convert old, like European formats, so that we can put it onto American version.
Wow.
Wow.
That is wow. Just, wow. It's just like
that's
saving.
Awesome.
It's very historic.
Bringing the
right?
classical
it
stuff
is.
Back.
It is.
It's very historic.
Oh. It's so, and it's really heartwarming to be able to provide this and give this to a customer. And, you know, it's such a meaningful thing for them because it's their family. Some people are no longer with them. So I often think that I should actually give them a box of tissues at the end so that they, you know, while they're watching it, a lot of people, you know, get very emotional. And, but it's very heartwarming. Warming to be able to provide the service for people.
Now tell us what you did for me, like with the tape, the cassette tape I gave you.
We converted that. We put it onto a disc, and we labeled it for you. We put it into a little slimline jewel case, and there you go.
And who was it for?
For Fantastic Sam's Girl.
Right, and what was it? The father had passed away.
Yes, it was somebody that had passed away, so it was very meaningful for her. And you, out of the kindness of your heart, you did that for her.
Well, no, I didn't. You had to go there. I didn't want.
Okay,
to,
well,
I was just trying to say that, like.
But you did.
Yeah, right. I know. But the thing is what you did there is
sure.
You took a. The father had passed away. Was on cassette. You know, how cassette can get ruined pretty quick if you ever had
yeah.
a cassette breakdown.
That's so, true. So by the way, just let me add in that I do repairs for anything that does break. So, you know, if anybody has any broken tapes, don't throw them away. We can repair them and salvage them.
We should have put that in the end.
No,
yeah.
I'm curious if you
yeah.
do this also. I have VHSs at home that are like 20 years old, and they've been in the mold. They've been in the box. They've been sitting there. And when you put them in the VCR, you can barely see parts of them. And the tapes are very distorted. How do you handle customers like that?
Yes, well, we do have a special process that we do. It's not here locally. Everything else is done here locally. However, that particular process is one that our technician has been able to clean those tapes, and it's a special process. I don't know the name of the process, but it does clean it, and I've done that for at least two or three customers where removes the mold and it cleans it up, and then we're able to then run the cassette and put that onto a disc.
That's great. Okay, so
yeah.
You handle it.
Yeah, so we do handle that, yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible. That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And the other thing about tape and film is it's very important if you're not going to do the conversions right away to keep them in an air conditioning environment. It doesn't do very well in heat. So, you know, if anybody is out there listening, they should be, you know, well aware of keeping it in air conditioning.
You have some legal problems.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
My storage chest stayed in the garage for many years, which is probably the worst place to have it.
Probably. But, you know, I've been very surprised sometimes when somebody has come and brought them to me, and then I'll look at them, and for some reason, they're okay. So sometimes we're lucky, and sometimes, you know, it's unfortunate. I've had a couple of people that had a whole box full of old family films, and most family members were gone, and all of them were unsalvageable, unfortunately. But we've been able to go back to even the 40s, 1940s, and so on,
wow.
all the way up,
wow.
to be able to, you know, salvage tapes and films and things.
That's a fun, neat business. That's a good business.
I love it.
And
it's fun.
These things, once they're lost forever.
That's right.
With the
and,
DVD,
you, know,
you can get them on yeah. computer, put them on Facebook, put them on the cloud. You can have them forever.
That's right. That's right. And also, we do not send them out. I know that there's been a couple people coming to us because there's some other company. And not too many people do this service. It's sort of like a niche market. But some bigger companies send them out to California or some other places, and we don't ship it out. We do it right here locally, we don't even advertise around the country. We also do something completely different, working with musicians. If anybody's out there that needs to do mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, whatever, we do that as well, but we promote that. We have our website, and we do business around the country with those musicians, but this particular part of the business, we just advertise locally.
And your website again is totaltapeservices.com.
That's right. And I was going to mention, if anybody's listening and has anything, they can call us at 727-799-3100. And I'm offering a 10% off for this week up until Saturday the 26th.
That's great.
Awesome, guys. Give her a call. Great, great deal out there. Great deal.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome. My name is Paul. Brian actually stepped out for a minute.
Oh, okay.
And this is Lenny. How you doing?
Hi, Lenny. How you doing?
Don't forget, guys, get out to see her and bring back the classics. Bring them on back. Bring them to the DVDs. However you want to do it. You want to bring them to the... She'll do it for you. Just get out there, give her a call, and stop on in. It's that easy.
and that address again was...
www.totaltapeservices.com.
Well, you have a physical address?
Yeah, but usually I do it by appointment, so it's best to call first.
Okay.
So if they can call me or email me at those... The email or the phone number, 727-799-3100, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. Absolutely. That's a great business. In fact, I'm sold, and you'll be getting my tapes when I decide to renew them.
I'll look forward to it. Be great to work with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. Great service. Great service you provide. There will be a lot of people that want to bring back them classics. Like you said, Paul, you got some stuff and that you want to bring back, and stuff that's, you got memorable stuff too that you just can't get. So you bring it back and you put it on DVD, CD,
mm-hmm.
and you're golden. Everything, it's going to play fine. It's going to play digitally.
That's right. Oh, another thing I was going to say is a lot of times, we get the 8mm, the Super 8, whatever format, and they're silent, so there's no sound. We have a recording studio, and what we do is we offer two different services. We can offer adding music to it, which is a nice touch of the times.
Great service.
Or else you can actually come in and do what's called a narrative, and we have a nice couch and a monitor, and we play the DVD while they're talking, and put that on another separate track, and then we merge them together so they have a final product, kind of describing who everybody is for generations to come that don't know who any of these people are. So it's a nice little keepsake for a family.
That is a great service. That's a great service you have, and guys, you can go out, you can have her do this for you, and you can even video voice edit. You can even voice edit the silent film, the Super 8 that you have. You can even voice edit it. So give her a call. And what is that number, Paul, again?
It's 799-3100. And also, mm-hmm. You also have a studio there too, where people can come in and if you want to, like, you do some famous groups and some stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So not
yes,
only do
we
you
have.
Do, so tell us about some of the groups and songs you've done before.
Well, we kind of have been working with a lot of people lately with doing audiobooks and voiceovers and things along that line, and mostly solo artists. We actually had Gary Puckett from the Union Gap. Do you remember him?
Sure.
I don't know if you're old enough.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do? Okay. He came in, and he was going on tour, and he needed to do a quick little something, so we did that in our studio, and it was an honor to have him here, because when I was growing up and I listened to him all the time, he was one of my favorites, so it was quite an honor to work with him. But we have a lot of local people that come in, and they just want a recorder. Lately we've been getting a lot of audiobook requests. So Wow. We can do it all.
I mean, it's just great what you got going on there. You know, you're saving people's memorabilia. To them, it's another way of saying memorabilia, nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And then you're bringing a lot of joy to people's lives. And then music, you know.
They added music to my wedding tape. And it made it so much better. It was fantastic. It turned it into something lifelike. And the music, adding music to the videos.
Wow, and you do that, right?
Yes, we do that. And it's kind of a nice touch if you could take the music during that time period, too. So it really takes you back and you feel like you're kind of back there a little bit more. It kind of just really adds to
you're telling your own story.
Yep. If I were to watch that tape today, I would feel like I was right there standing on the beach again.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
it makes it a nice, rounded final product.
Well, I want you to know the books are going to be going out this week. They're already printed.
Oh, great.
Some went out Monday to Dunedin, but we still got to hit Countryside, Safety Harbor, Clearwater, Palm Harbor, and Tarpon Springs.
Oh, that's great.
And so we got guys out there now doing Gulf to Bay and Drew Street.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Can't wait to get my copy.
Yeah, and then your ad's out. It looks really good.
Cool.
And then, you know, the bottom line at this point is results.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ticket that gets you success. It's the winning ticket. It's results.
That's right.
And but it's professional, the way the ad came out, and you're going to be very happy with the presentation of the ad.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, and in closing, what would you like to say about your little transfer company there that you got going on?
Well, what I have to say is I love doing what I do. I love people. I love to work with people. And, you know, I can really appreciate how important these old films or tapes or whatever format you have. So we take pride in making sure we take good care and good service. We stay in communication with everybody. And I think we're real fair on our pricing. And we guarantee all our work. So, and besides, we have a 10% off this week going on until Saturday the 26th. So if anybody's been thinking about it.
That's on any service.
Pardon me?
That 10% off is on any service.
And all the conversion, and I can work out special arrangements on the, if anybody has a CD project, I have a special, another whole set of things that I can work out with somebody doing a CD project.
All right, everybody out there, 10% off. You heard it. Right here, WTAN, you heard it. 10% off. Give her a call.
That's great.
Brian has accidentally disconnected himself. He's trying to reconnect right now.
Oh, okay.
He pulled his wire out.
How you doing, Brian?
Now, if he shorts us out and we're all gone, it was nice talking to you. I think we got him back.
Oh, it was so great talking with you. And thanks again for all your good work. And look forward to seeing you soon.
We'll call you up after the show, if you don't mind, and we'll drop some books off to you.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
If that's what you want to say. Okay. And then thank you for being on the show.
Oh, can I do a real quick shout-out to somebody?
Of course you can.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say my mom and sister have a company in Clearwater here, and you can find them online. It's mysistersays.com, and they have incredible organic skincare products. So I just wanted to...
I'm going to give you a few minutes. Talk a little bit about their skincare products.
Oh, okay, cool. It's all organic. They have so many different wonderful products. They have cleansers and tonics, soaps and salves, moisturizers, and different treatments for your skin. And it's completely organic, and it's they're wonderful products. I use them myself, and I know that a lot of people have had success with them. And, and I think, Brian, you were interested in getting some yourself.
Yeah, because I have dark circles under my eyes. People tell me that. I mean, they're not trying to hurt me, but some people say, hey, you know, your eyes, it looks like you didn't get a good sleep or something. So then I would say those products, they really do work. Because I know a friend of mine that used to have circles under his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He started putting creams and stuff that he got from Dillard's.
Oh.
And, you know, they went away. So the creams and stuff that you guys sell and stuff, it really has a benefit to it.
Oh, good. Good, good.
And it's organic.
I can attest to it. And it's all organic, so you're not putting, you know, if you're putting chemicals and things on your skin and it's just covering it up, it's not going to really handle, you know, the actual source of what you're trying to deal with, you know. So it's, and you're not adding impurities to your whole skin, your body, and internally. So that's a good thing to know.
Well, good. And then organic, and yeah, it's natural. That means you don't have toxins going in your body.
That's right.
And give us the website again for this.
Okay, it is mysistersays.com.
My, spell it out just like so people just, I know.
Sure. It's M-Y and then S-I-S-T-E-R and then S-A-Y-S.com.
Mysistersays.com.
My Sister Says.
My Sister Says. Oh, mysistersays.com. Now we got it straight. That's it, Brent.
You got it.
Mysistersays.com. So remember, just set it up. Mysistersays.com.
My Sister Says.
Any kind of skincare, organic.
Just think of Simon Says.
Yeah,
oh,
there you
and
go.
You'll love the website. It's so fun and so adorable, and it's real colorful, and it's just like fun to, and easy to check out. So, you know, it's not a complicated one. It's very easy to get to and navigate around. So, just wanted to say that last thing.
That's good. So we want to, and that just shows you're a good sister too, because you're thinking of her. You That's have her right. best interest, and you care.
I sure do.
That's great. All right, so that's good. We're going to go on to our next caller, okay?
All right, good. It was a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, and you're the best, Kelly.
Uh-oh. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was pretty neat. And her name's Kelly, right?
Jill.
It's Jill.
Well, yeah.
I meant to say Jill. Kelly. Kelly's her sister, right?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you pick me up a cheeseburger too? Because seriously, can you? I'll tell you what.
Well, let's talk about Jets.
Let's talk about
Christmas in July one more time.
That's Christmas in July at Jets.
That's it.
Whoa, back to Jets.
Beautiful. So how many guests do we have lined up right now?
Well, how about you call people and I'll get on the air. Do you want to do that?
I'm just asking. How many? No, it's okay.
Yeah, let's switch, Mr. I'm going to be here at 2 o'clock, the radio show on live air starts at 2, and I get here at 2:15.
What's the definition of insanity?
Let's discuss it.
Tell them.
To repeat the same action over and over and expect a different result.
Right, so let's talk about you never being on time and never making appointments.
That's okay. So how's it going out there?
Okay. Let's change the subject.
Hey, so let me ask you a question.
It's been a late than never.
Let's just ask this question. Look, listen to this. Listen, come here. Come on, sit down. I want to talk to you. Come on, let's make the show here. Please. Let him sit here just real quick. I want to have some I have some questions for you. Okay. All right. Just
this,
like...
This is live radio, right? We can't...
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You
can't cuss.
No curse, but just be real. Okay, so... Your job description is what for this organization right now, helping me out? What was your job description?
Just don't cuss at him because, you know, the FCC is listening.
Well, give me your
to
job.
To make phone calls and set up interviews.
Right. That would be your job description for this particular segment.
And that's
right?
What I did.
Okay. So then at 2:30, you walked into the office.
And I said that.
And what,
I
okay, said, now the
no,
show.
No, let
okay.
me say, I said, Roy is about to make a store run. Would you like a diet tea? I was being thankful. I was being generous and asking, do you want a diet tea? Because supposedly he's on a diet. I don't know. I'm not buying it. But he's supposedly on a diet, so I was going to get him a diet tea because I know he's not going to drink the Pepsi. Roy is still at the store, and I'm still here on the phone doing what I'm supposed to do. So what really is the issue here?
No issue. You did a great job. I got to tell you, as always... You know what happened? You know what he had said? You know what deja vu is?
Yes.
All of a sudden, I don't even know who's insane. So I said to him, can you make sure that we have leads set up and appointments set up for the radio show? And I, you know what I heard you say? I kid you not. I heard you say, okay. And then like I fucking like, it was like, I don't know. It was like, I don't know. It was like a horror movie.
Man, listen. Is it
like a horror movie? Have you ever seen a horror movie?
Is
like
with a
guy... When the lady wakes up, right, she's in the room, and she realizes the guy's really nice to her and stuff, and then he gets her into the room, and she's like, where am I? I'm in this room. Let me out.
is
let
the
me out. Let
is
me
the
out.
The problem.
So then I'm getting out. Huh?
This is the problem. He's crazy.
You're not getting out.
You're not getting out. He's nuts.
So then I'm on the phone with him.
You're in there. You're
and
in
then
the
I
state.
Heard him. And he just said, okay. And I've heard that before. I felt like I was in a horror room.
Listen, this is the problem. Everybody know he's nuts. So even when you call every client, they're like, oh, Brian Cashclaw? No, his coupon results work, but I would never speak to that guy. And they never want to do the interview because you're nuts. Good day. Checking out. Signing off. Adios. Adi.
Do you know what nuts stands for, by the way? N-U-T-S?
Go ahead, give me the logic. Yeah. He's supposed to be a teacher. He was trying to give a lesson. Like, you could be like, hey, man, it's very hot outside. What the definition of hot is? Like,
no, nuts is not using the steps. Because you know why? We take the elevator, and the elevator is broken, so you got to use the steps. And it doesn't look like you've been taking too many steps.
It says the guy that's...
Depends how many flights you're going to go up. If you're going to go up more than like, one flight, I'm
like
done.
When he gets on that elevator, he's like... Boom, boom. The elevator is like, oh, no. Yeah. We're packed.
And anyone that knows Brian Cash knows he's super slim, in shape. He could run a marathon right now.
We're going to go next. You want to go next? Yeah. And then the elevator, you know what I said to it? You know what it said to me?
Oh, my God.
I had a conversation with a talking elevator.
Okay, what did it say?
It says, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life.
Really?
About time you made said one that made sense. That was funny.
So the supposed sale that you got this afternoon.
Yes, can we know about the sale?
Yeah,
why,
Elite, I'll tell you two businesses.
I can tell you're lying. Do you know why?
Why?
Because your lip shrinks.
Give me my cell phone.
Every time you lie.
Listen.
Give me my cell phone.
No, we don't need your cell phone. So you made two sales.
Two sales tonight.
Not that we already have.
That was brand new sales.
Oh.
And you know, Kathy's cousin just opened up a barbershop. She owns Palm Harbor Barbershop. And then a lady that owns, remember Elite Auto Sales that was on Sunset Point Road?
Elite, yes.
Well, she opened up Elite Pet Sitting Service. So now, what do? You're running late to the radio show, but you have someone saying they want to spend money with you. Tell me, give her the phone.
I have a question.
I want to talk to someone that's competent.
A live radio show at 2, and I'll get
wait, I didn't say, so that means you took it off?
Listen.
Why'd you take it off?
Because I'm done with this show.
Did you see that?
This show is ridiculous.
He already knows. I just said I want to talk to someone competent. And what did he do? He took off the headset and he said, I'm going to walk away. Did you catch that?
No.
That was like a psychological test there. Yeah. Hey, put the headset back on.
Listen, let me just say this, okay?
What is it? The word competent?
You made a sale for when? For what book?
For the next book.
Okay.
Did you guys all catch that?
And when does the next book come out?
Come in here. You
when
caught
does
that.
The next book come out,
Lenny,
sir?
Did you catch that?
Excuse me, sir.
I caught it.
I want to talk to someone competent. He's like,
no,
okay,
because
I guess
you're
that
being sarcastic, and I don't got time for your sarcasticness.
What made you think you?
Listen. No, you said I wanted to go speak, and you told me to shush because you want to talk to someone competent.
I didn't say, I got it on tape. I didn't say shh.
In this recording, I seen your hand movement.
So that's what I said, and the hand movement are two different things. Was it? Let me ask you a question. Was it hand movement or I said shush? Said, that's voice. That means vocals. That means that the air waves go from my voice into your ears, and it's called vibration.
Jesus, take the wheel.
So let me ask you a question.
Listen.
So what was it? Did I do shush?
So you sold an ad for 3 months down the road.
That's right.
Okay. Well, in 3 months, you tell me if that ad
Elite,
went through.
I'm going to tell you who it is. It's Elite Pet Centers.
Okay.
And then I also sold Fancy Barbershop.
You ever heard your mom? You ever, like, when I was a kid, I got my first job, right? And my mom, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go buy this and buy that. My mom said, you're spending the money before you even got it. You're claiming an ad before it's even that time. It's the same thing.
He actually did sell an ad because she actually did email me. So
right, she did email. As a matter of fact,
but
I forgot that.
I still don't believe that you were talking to her when you were supposed to be here.
That's what happened. So now what would you do if I said to you that I'm going to do a Facebook deal with you, mm-hmm. right, and we agree upon it, right?
Right.
Now you can, competent people can leave. Right? And then if you... Well, put your... Oh, you have that.
Come on.
Would you... When would you stay for the sale? Would you leave? Or would you be a few minutes late to a radio show to make a sale?
Be on time. What do you? I mean, you know, to do a sale. Oh, you. I wasn't thinking that you were going to put me on air. I thought we were just talking about getting on Tampa Bay Facebook.
I know, though. Let's talk about Tampa Bay Facebook because I have such competent people out there.
What we would do is tell the lady on the phone that I will talk to you at 3:30 after my live show is over.
Do you strike when the iron's hot, or do you let it get cold? What does strike when the iron's hot mean to you?
Get it while it's good.
Yeah.
So you think she wouldn't like you an hour later?
I'm just saying to you, strike when the iron's hot.
Get it?
Do you, and this is not trying to be funny, but do you like, and it's not kind of like, don't take this the wrong way.
All right.
It's like romance, mm-hmm. right? And do you appreciate a man that has foreplay?
Of course.
Right. And that's what striking when it's hot means, right?
So you were doing foreplay with one of your coupon people. Ah,
right.
Good.
She calls. That's right. So now she's calling up asking me questions. Right.
So what does it take for me to control your book? I mean, my gosh, more foreplay, huh?
More foreplay.
Okay, I'm here.
There you go. See? I like foreplay. Right? Don't, right? Foreplay? You into foreplay? Foreplay, Len?
Oh, yeah, I'm into it.
You? Foreplay?
Every aspect of it.
How about you out there? Yeah, she gave her a thumbs up, yes. Now, Tammy, on the other hand, she's real competent. She's a hard worker, and she gets the job done.
Well, I want to take over your Facebook.
You got to talk to her. What did she say about it? Did you talk to her at all?
I haven't talked to her, but we're going to hook up together, Tampa Bay Facebook and Brian's book together.
There you go.
I've got free food. I've got a lot of great advertising. I got tickets to the Primate Sanctuary, Lobster Fest. Everything's free to enter to win, and it's to get people to check out the place for the first time.
Well, there you go. So what do you think about that, Paul? Lobster Fest.
That's gonna love be great. Lobster. Just had lobster.
It's going to be a great fest.
It's great. Bonefish Grill. It was fantastic.
You can come in or to win tickets to go. I got seafood dinners. I got horseback riding to win. I've got a
Lobster Fest. Awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
I haven't
time.
Been yet. Like, my gosh, awesome the pictures time. Are killing me.
That's an awesome time.
And then what happened with the mattress and the how's that going for them with the soap opera thing?
The soap opera thing, since I took over their page, they're selling tickets really fast. It's called Soap This. It's to meet the stars of Young and Restless at Hogan's Beach. I also have a TV show I'm dealing with. It's called The Last Supper. And then I'm giving away chances to be in the movie itself.
Really?
Yeah. I've got all sorts of good stuff.
That's good. Tell us a little bit about each, The Last Supper and how you're trying to promote the tickets for the soap.
Well, we give you a chance to win to meet the Young and the Restless cast. Or you could buy tickets. It's going to be a really great event. And then with The Last Supper, we have chances to be extras in the movie. So you could tell people on Facebook, hey, I'm going to be on this TV show tonight. I'm also looking for somebody to play a bum. So anybody that looks good and scruffy that can show up on
Where's Big
set.
D?
Come on
Big
out.
Big D. Yeah, right?
Big D.
Come on Big out. D.
But you just said he doesn't follow through. I mean, he's incompetent. What happened, you know? Is he still incompetent? Oh, he's incompetent for you, but not for me, right?
Hey, Big D, come in
Did
here.
Did you say Hogan's Beach? It's going to be Big take D. place come at here. Hogan's Beach.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, now what Brian date is this going to be on?
We got a part for you.
No, Brian,
get him in
the
here. Tell Big D to come in here.
Really?
What date is this taking place? What date would this be on?
Come on in.
I don't have the dates in front of me, but you can go to Tampa come Bay Facebook. Here.
Okay, you heard everybody. It. Tampa Bay
they
Facebook.
Got a part
it's gonna
you.
Be on. It's gonna be at the Hogan's Beach. Correct.
Yes.
They'll be at Hogan's Beach.
Come here.
And there's you'll get been... the dates right on the Facebook.
Right. Yes. And it's and here. We can he audition right now for your part?
No,
the bump.
He's got to look bad.
Oh, we're gonna audition already. Oh wow.
It's a non-speaking part.
That's it.
There you, go. You got
hold
it.
The
just
cup.
Hang out.
Let me see what you look like holding a cup. Hold it. Let me just. You can wash it on air too, right here. What do you think?
Let me get some change. I'll toss it in. He's good. You're gonna wear that water, man.
I think we got our guy. Hey, you're doing a great job out there. Okay, keep up the good work.
You're not incompetent anymore.
All right, where's Roy?
They ain't come back yet.
Oh, that's good. Send.
You got all the bums here, huh?
He's gonna get.
Wait, he's gonna give me a cheeseburger. Yeah.
The show's gonna be over, and he's gonna get me a tea, listen, right? Because usually I have to have something to drink with my
he's
show.
All, he's all pissed
he's supposed
off
to
at
supply
you.
Me with my drink.
I gave him my money that I collected on the street too. For it.
What'd you give? So anyhow, 1 week you were homeless. This week you're a bum. So you're the homeless bum.
Best-looking homeless bum I've ever seen, I'm just saying.
Maybe I should say we're looking for a homeless person. But
yeah,
hell,
right there!
That's 50% of Florida, isn't it? If you had a foreclosure, you can come on down. Sure. We'll put you in a
right.
movie.
Anyhow, so Tammy, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing just peachy.
That's good. You are got things going on good, huh? Okay. So you're on the phones. You're making it happen?
I've been on the phone since before you got here.
Yeah, you look good too, by the way.
Can I ask?
I picked up the food and I ordered the food and I get the guests.
You
and
opened a can of worms, buddy. Also, I'd like to say that on Facebook, my name's Tampa Bay. So you can go to enter any of my prizes on there. We got some really great stuff. But if you want to just go straight to the link, it's TampaBayFacebook.com.
There it is. And then we gotta work out a deal, me, you, and her.
Okay.
And Paul here.
My Facebook hit 50,000 this week. How'd yours do?
Wow. TampaBayFacebook.com, guys. Tampa Bay Facebook.
50,000.
In fact, you have so many fans, it's incredible. And I'm one of your fans.
There you go.
So if you go to facebook.com/BrianCashClawsCouponBook, you'll be able to download the coupons right now. They're all online, and they're all printable, and it's really easy to understand. Anytime you want to go hang out in Dunedin and do something,
there you
just
go.
Go to that website, click out a coupon, and have yourself
click, and you're there. Two clicks, and you're there.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard the word click, I wrote the word in an ad. And then I always put W. I remember like first time I heard about websites and stuff like that.
I'm bringing back memories for you, Brian, huh?
And then I remember also too now where you put that thing where you put like the little dot thing in a square where people can put their phone on it and go right to the website.
Right.
What do they call that?
The navigation?
No, it's like a little like square with dots on it.
You still don't know how to work it though either, do you?
No, I don't know. I remember when a guy asked me to put that in an ad, and he says if you put your smartphone over it.
Oh, the barcode scanner.
Oh, the barcode.
Yeah, I use that too. That's pretty handy. I put that on my.
What are they going to be doing in 2 or 3 years with these phones? What's going to happen here? I mean, it's
amazing,
just getting,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So more and more technology.
My daughter if she doesn't have her phone on her, she'll get lost at the end of the block. It's like, you know, it's all the driving directions and all that. If she loses her phone, she's lost forever, you know?
Yeah, there it is.
If you go to the website, facebook.com, Brian Cash Claws Coupon Book.
Is that ours?
That's our barcode.
We could have put that in an ad in the coupon book.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
It's already there.
Look at that. Got the barcode.
Right past you.
Really?
Yes, it is. So I don't see my name in there. You scan it, and it shows.
Did you ever see one of those things when you look at it and you see Jesus?
It looks like an ink spill to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know that means you're psycho. That's
yeah,
what that
I know.
Top, you know.
They asked me when I
you're
saw
analyzed.
It.
You're analyzed.
No, the truth is, they did ask me that when I was a kid, and I knew how to answer it. And I knew. I'm not kidding around. I was like such a psycho that I knew how to answer the ear. So I said, oh, that looks like a family having a wonderful barbecue. But really, I'm thinking something else, you know? Oh, what is
foreplay.
That? Foreplay.
Foreplay.
They said, what does that look like? Oh, I said, oh, that looks like a beautiful butterfly. But I'm thinking something else. You know, like when they do those psychological tests.
It's
like,
kind of scary to know that you've had so many of those.
You know what I mean? They ask you the questions. Like,
how many
what
times did your parents test you?
There you go. So anyhow, I don't know what's going on with my life. I just know one thing, though. Is the company Brian Cash Claws Coupon? Is that what it's called?
It's called Brian Cash Claws Coupon Book.
All right, Brian Cash Claws Coupon.
34 years.
Say it fast 4 times.
So anyhow, we are record business, record sales.
Awesome. I mean,
we got more.
34 years.
A lot of time, huh, Lenny?
I want to get some of your people that's in the coupon book to get in on my deal of giving out one prize a month. And I can put them on my page, and I'm getting a lot of hits.
Does that mean we get 50,000? Do we hook up to your 50,000?
Or
that's your 50? Is every Facebook you do different?
No, I put everybody on the same Facebook, on Tampa Bay Facebook, and everybody has their own ad on it. And so as each person comes to it, they'll see your stuff.
Well, there you are. What percentage of the 50,000 would become my friends?
Oh, man, what do you want? That's 50,000 that came to my page. Now, liking your page, a lot of people don't like, but I'm already up to 1,000 likes, and I've only been doing this for 6 weeks, and I've seen companies that have been in business for 16 years. I have, like, 200 likes. So people are liking my page. They're loving it, and I love giving out free stuff. And people like it when you give out free stuff, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Not bad if you divide up that by the week.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
It's not.
Ask Lenny some questions. Go ahead. Interview Lenny.
I don't even know who you are.
Ask him.
Okay, who are you?
My name is Lenny.
Wow.
Okay.
He got it all
you
done.
You don't know me, but I think I know you.
What's he doing here?
But we're talking about Facebook, right? We're talking about the Facebook.
I thought we had
how many likes did you say you had?
I'm like 998 or something like that.
All right, she's got 998 likes.
Which is
when you start getting up into the thousands, it just climbs. It climbs.
It's your a
likes
big spider.
Just climb, and the more people that you see, and they like. It's just going to climb. You can go into, you said 50,000. I heard you mention 50,000.
I was really happy. Like the first week I reached 6,000. I was like, check it out. I got 6,000. Then I looked yesterday and it was 50,000. I was like, dang.
I think we need some of this.
Tell us how you accomplish that.
I'm very persistent. Well, as each place of each restaurant that I put on there or a business or sanctuary, whatever, I ask them to post Tampa Bay Facebook on their Facebook, so that way we all work together. Somebody may come to enter to win a sandwich at one
network
place,
connect.
And then they see a free lobster fest, and then they go to there. And I'm like the hub of giving out free stuff. If you give out a free sandwich on your own Facebook, you're giving it out to your own customers. You want to get other people to know that you're out there. And I came up with this. I've been sweepstaking for like 20 years. I've won a lot of money and trips, and I just decided that to do contests locally would be effective. I know that 10,000 people will enter for a $10 candle, so why wouldn't they do it on Facebook to win something in your area? So it's effective. I mean, I came up with a great idea.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
That's very
That's
good.
Awesome.
You're a very smart lady.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Very smart. Let's find out a little bit about Lenny.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Lenny. Interview Lenny, Paul.
Come on, Lenny.
All righty, Paul. Let's.
Okay, Lenny, tell us about yourself.
Well, tell me about myself.
When you were born, where were you born?
I've been on a diet, but it's a seafood diet.
Texas. Your accent sounds like you're
where did
a Texan.
I come from my mother. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's just a comedian today. All we know is
all right.
Lenny.
No, come from, I don't know if anybody knows, Fedra Hill in Providence, Rhode Island. But now we're in Clearwater. We're in Clearwater Beach.
And what do you do here?
Hanging out with the best of them. Hanging out with the Hogan family. Hanging out with all of them.
Do you
here,
do anything?
You know?
What do you do? I just walked in.
What do I do?
Huh?
I'm a salesman.
Uh-oh.
I've sold all my life.
We got some competition
and I miss the
in
music.
The room.
And I mean, jack of all trades, but a master of none. But that's besides the point. But what I do like is I like advertising, and I love Brian Cash Claw's coupon book.
Yes, I'm going to start working
and
with
I
him on
think,
that.
And I really think, you know, we're talking about coupon books, we're talking about likes, we're talking about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, if you know how it grew,
right?
But it's the people that grow it. It's people like, I forgot her name. What's your
Terry.
Name?
I'm Terry. I'm Terry.
You know, you got people like Terry. You got people like, you got Brian that brings it out. You got Paul that's doing a fantastic job. Let's hear it for Paul. Come on.
Paul.
He's doing an
myself.
Awesome job, man.
I will
right
give
there.
A clap for myself.
The guy's doing a great
I
job.
I want to start working with Brian. We can do good
I
together.
Sit on a computer sometimes until I fall over.
Yeah,
and then
here.
I get up and continue.
See, that's not an easy task.
You have to, you have to get out
computer,
to people.
I feel for yeah. people with that because you know what? I was computer illiterate. I learned everything myself. Everything there is to be, and this, you still learn.
Right.
As you go on, you still learn. So you'll learn this today, you'll learn this tomorrow. And everything is link.
Oh, one
link.
One day everything I think I'm linked. A genius. One day I think I'm a genius, and, you know, I walk away from my computer. The next day I go, you're a flipping idiot, you know? But just someday you're smart, and someday you're not on it.
Yep, everything today is linked. And do I like it? I'll tell you what, I didn't like it when everything first started, but I think it's awesome.
It's neat. It's very
And I
unusual.
Think it's a way
web.
For people to meet and for their businesses to kick off. I mean, Brian, how many years? 34 years? 34 years. Did you ever think, though, that you would see LinkedIn the way we do it now? Everything's linked. You got your web pages. You got your network. Everything's networking today, which I think...
It's neat.
I like it. I think it's awesome.
It's
I think
really
networking is awesome. What do you think of it, Brian?
I think it's good. But I still think it's the old-fashioned
like
way.
It's like one big family.
But, you know, I think myself, I'm not sold on it yet.
No. I'll tell you what, I'm a hairdresser, and people come in that's 80 years old with their iPads nowadays, and you're like, dang, check them out.
80 years old, all
right. Yeah, right?
Like, look what's happening to the newspapers, right?
Yeah.
What's killing the newspapers is the internet, right?
Yep.
We want the news now. I'm a dinosaur, but the only reason I'm not a dinosaur is because it's a free publication. If someone had to pay for a publication when you can get it free on the internet, that's what makes the difference. Why my publication will have a little bit of time left? It's because it's free.
Right.
So someone could just pick the coupon book up and they can use it.
Well, we're going to bring you up to speed.
Right. Whereas, like, that's where the TBT comes in. They're free.
Yeah, true.
And look how many ads they have
in
it.
And so is Facebook. You got to use it, man.
Right. So Facebook's free. So we're free just like the internet.
Right.
So that's why we're going to survive a little bit longer. Anyhow, just wanted to get that out there to the internet craze.
The dinosaur is still roaring.
So anyhow, say goodbye, Len.
Signing off. Everybody take care of business out there. Have a great, great, awesome week.
See you.
And remember, Brian Cashclaw's coupon book.
And goodbye from Terry, Tampa Bay, Facebook.com.
Live from Paul Busy, Brian Cashclaw's.
And my name is Brian. I'm signing off. News.